This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum bum bum.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
My memory serves me correctly. This is one of the oldest of the traditional fun Christmas tunes. Bobby Helms. Bob will correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm going to guess it's 1957, 58, like in there, it seems to me. And so this you hear on the Christmas music stations all over the place. But it's one of those songs that does wear well, like the Burl Ives stuff, or the Gene Autry stuff, or the Bing Crosby stuff, unless he's talking about figgy pudding, which is annoying. But the rest of it is pretty good. Yeah. So how much time do you, when you're driving around, do you find yourself listening, or do you have Christmas carols playing at the house there? Does your mother like
yes
to listen
yes
to you?
Yeah. All of
yes
the above.
And yes.
Yes and yes.
Good time to stay in that, just that mood, if you will, keeping you into the good mood. Here's the story of best friends. Here, these two women have been friends since they were in the fifth grade. And it turns out that they're sharing something else. They now have given birth to new daughters on the same day in Southern California. The story of Kelsey Harris and Dezana Stallworth giving birth to baby girls this past weekend. Apparently, this was... how do I delicately do this? The stories that I've heard from the women... You know where I'm going, right?
I just love the preface of it. Go on.
Yeah. Well, but my understanding is that when women all get together, they cycle together. Is that a true story? Women spend time together.
It can be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I had the story right. So what's that got to do with this? I don't know. Maybe something, maybe not. Apparently, Ms. Harris, Kelsey Harris, was due on November 14th. But didn't go into labor until 3 or 4 weeks after that. And then Ms. Stallworth had a cesarean section on the same day. So there they are, the two of them together. Well, they weren't in the same hospital, I don't think, were they?
No, they ended up having them just hours apart.
Yeah, right.
And they think that their daughters are going to have the same relationship and be best friends. Well, that's for their daughters to decide. But
yes,
there will be a special bond between them just because of having the shared birthday. Have you ever met somebody and you find out that their birthday is the same date as your day and you just feel this instant connection?
Yep. Absolutely. The lady who's the director of the, what the heck's the name of the department? The city... not auditor. Anyway, she's in city government. Her name is Lisa Ferguson, and her birthday is the same as mine. And we have a great time every year wishing I go into the office to do something, and we wish each other. Matter of fact, I was supposed to interview her on my city television program today, but she's got COVID. And so that's the end of that for a while. Listen, it's going to happen now. COVID, flu, colds, it's there. Stop making a big deal out of it. I'm not saying that to you, but to the people who continually pound away at COVID, it's there. And all, you know, you want to get upset at the Chinese government that's responsible for it in the first place, and then live with it, because that's what we're going to have to do. We have to live with it. They've changed the life of every person on this planet with their hackery.
And there's so much uncertainty still with it, because think about it, when you get the flu. If you get the flu, you typically know what to expect. You've had the flu before. It is the same pretty much any time you get the flu, maybe a little bit worse, maybe not so bad. Pneumonia, same thing. With COVID, I've had it twice, and they could not have been more stark differences.
Yeah.
It was like one was just a little bit lethargic, and then the other one was like every single symptom with any of the strains, I had it.
I thank my lucky stars and the moon up above and all the other things that I think are important in life. I've never had the flu. I've had flu-like symptoms. Never. I've had a cold, to be sure. It's been a while since I've had a cold, but I didn't get the COVID. One of the things, though, remember last week, the week before, I said I was dizzy? And it lasted for about 12 hours.
Yeah,
that proved out. I speculated on the air that it was some kind of virus, and that's what the doctor said when I had a little quick consultation.
And it just worked its way through you.
It just works its way through. Yeah, exactly. Speaking of working things out or working things through, this is something every single person listening to this program right now, I'm going to become an advocate for you and for this radio program and for the greater good of those who have AM radios in their car, at home, or whatever it is. I'm so tired of people who are trying to control what you can hear. It's time you put a stop to it by calling your representative, senator, sending an email, whatever you have to do. There has been a proposal that has been rattling around for several years to remove AM radios from cars. The latest is to get them out of electric cars because they are the static from the batteries and the electric operation ruins the AM signal, or vice versa, one or the other. And for a long, long time, the government has done a terrible job at putting AM radio on parity with FM radio. It's always the people listen to FM because the signal is better. It's a digital signal and it sounds better. AM radio could be the same except for the flat-footed phonies that are in Washington that don't choose to do anything. I'm not a friend or a fan of Ed Malarkey. He's the senator from Massachusetts. But he has called attention to this problem of taking AM radios out of cars. And so he's gone to the major car brands asking them to detail their plans to keep AM radio in their cars. So it's sort of the subtle heavy hand of the politicians. Okay, so you guys want stuff from us? Here's what we want from you. We want you to keep AM radios in cars. And so let's see what happens with all of that. It should not be taken away under any circumstances, period, end of story. So watch that. A couple of interesting things going on in the markets today. Before opening, because this program, this hour of the program is done an hour before the markets open up. But apparently, looking around here, the markets have climbed ahead. So there's supposed to be an announcement by the Fed, I think later this week, as to what they're going to do to continue to try to stabilize our economy and interest rates and all that good stuff. But apparently there's been enough of a leak. See, these people, they leak the stuff to see what it will do to the markets. So whatever information is being presented to the public later this week has already been leaked. And that's why the stock market is looking stronger today. Stock futures have climbed. The inflation news and what they're going to do about inflation, whatever it is, apparently the markets are interpreting as being good. So let's see what happens if that's the case. I will tell you, there's a bit of shame coming to those of you who are watching the government, which is, whether you're up on this or not, we're only a week away from a possible shutdown once again. This happens over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. This is a treatment. These people are, it's so frustrating that they're in charge and they're such buffoons. They're not interested in you, they're interested in them. Otherwise, we'd have a budget, we wouldn't have these things happening again as frequently as they deal with all of this stuff. They're trying to come up with a deal to fund the government after the beginning of the year. There's no money at right now appropriated, so December 31st, it's done. Unless they do something. Now, they always do something at the last minute, but it's child's play. These people are supposed to be managing the country, for God's sakes, and they can't even come up with a budget that works. So it gets resolved in one way or another by the end of the year, but it's brinksmanship, and it's distracting. It's not good for the markets. It's not good for anything. And one of the things that's in this package is the way you you work your retirement money. There's some kind of legislation known as Secure 2.0, which would make a host of changes to how you save for retirement, increases the age for required minimum distributions, pushes businesses to get more employees enrolled in plans, that sort of thing. There are retirement problems for lots and lots of people who choose to retire. I don't happen to choose to retire, and I probably, if I did retire, I'd have to sell a lot of stuff that I have, because I'm not one who lets cash lay around. I put it to work and do things on the farm and with the radio program and stuff. So anyway, this whole thing is, as we say, once again, the brinksmanship. It is absolute nonsense. All right, here's something that's not. Listen up. If you haven't gone to work to get something really special and something really cool for the lady in your life, time now to take action. Those silky, naturally nude pajamas, they're not going to get to your lady by themselves. You got to go to pajamagram.com right now and order these naturally nude pajamas. Wonderful. And by the way, when you buy the pajamas, you'll get an extra added naturally nude as a nightie that they have with it, and that's $75. You get it without cost when you order right now. Go to pajamagram.com. They'll wrap up the gift and send it. It won't cost you any money either. So if you're looking for something for her that she probably isn't going to expect from you, then here's what you do. You go to pajamagram.com. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them, Doug Steffen, I don't want to, you know, it's, I would like, it'd probably be nice if I was looking or watching, but it's not necessary. I think I stuck my foot in my mouth on that one. Okay. Anyway, it's 18 after. This is a good day.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput, but progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone.
Bravo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesday is upon us, the 13th of December. Jay and I are focused on Julie Andrews, who has been asked to star in Princess Diaries 3. We'll give you her response to that request right after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayments.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
I'm
not sure what to think about this, Jay. Julie Andrews talking about starring in Princess Diaries 3. She was interviewed this week. Is there someone who's more iconic? Think about all the movies, Back to the Sound of Music, and then fast forward to any number of dozens and dozens and dozens of movies. She's 87
now. She's a living legend.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right. She says, I'm much older. Andy, the princess or queen, they're much older. I'm not sure what would happen here, apparently.
Yeah, she's not sure where she or her character would really fit in, because they did the first movie back in 2001. The sequel came out in 2004. And during that time, there were talks for there to be a third one, but then it never happened. And she's like, I'm 87 now. Anne Hathaway's character is the queen and she's older. Does she really need her grandmother to be around? Should there be a third installment? She's kind of just like, I'm likely not going to be in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's been around, and she certainly has contributed greatly to the smile quotient of people who have seen her in all kinds of movies. I just think the Mary Poppins thing, though, is the cap, don't you think, when you get right down to it? She is. Emily Blunt was okay as Mary Poppins, but she wasn't Mary Poppins. Julie Andrews is Mary Poppins.
What were the other? Oh, Sound of Music was the other one.
Oh, my God. She was in. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was a, there was a, There was something about that movie also. I remember seeing that in Cinerama. You don't even know what that is, right?
Either no. James, was that like Cinerama. IMAX back in the day?
Yeah, I suppose you could equate it to that, yes. There were a number of theaters around the country. The most notable was where they had the first one, which was on Sunset in Hollywood, the first Cinerama, big as a domed theater, and there was what they call sense around. You could feel everything in the seats that was going on. It was just a magnificent way to see, for the first time, a big movie on a big screen with everything around it, you know, and you're enveloped in what's going on. And so, anyway, those theaters closed down, although the one, well, the one in Los Angeles belonged to the local, the upscale theater outfit that went broke, Arclight, during the pandemic. But it's, I hope somebody else opens it up. As that's where I first saw her, and I thought, man, this is great stuff. So I'd like to think that she could do acting if she wanted to, but maybe she's right about this particular part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, here we are. You found yourself at 28 past the hour with us.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Gentlemen, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. You get them at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and the touch of these pajamas is really seductive. Leave nothing to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. The feeling is wonderful right next to the skin. Feels like wearing nothing at all. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 saving on this best-selling holiday gift. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping, and that's free. In a year filled with unexpected items, get her something she can count on. Here's what you do. Go right now to Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The government will partially shut down starting Saturday if Congress doesn't act to extend funding. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR. So we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays. I'm optimistic we could take action on a CR rather quickly and avoid the shutdown that neither side wants, and that is a one-week CR.
FTX cryptocurrency founder Sam Bankman-Fried was to testify before lawmakers in Congress today, but instead was arrested in the Bahamas Monday and now faces extradition. In the past 9 months, Jerome Powell has raised interest rates at the fastest pace of any Federal Reserve chair since the 1980s. The Federal Reserve is expected on Wednesday to raise interest rates for the seventh time this year. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Michael Jackson. Not bad for a 12-year-old, huh?
He just oozed talent.
Yeah.
Even at
and
a young age.
A whole Christmas album, the Five, the Jackson Five did. It was fun, upbeat stuff like most of theirs was. Crank it up a little bit more there, Jim, will you? Hi, 34, almost 35 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all of you enjoying one of the 14 reasons to celebrate the end of the year. Here's something to celebrate. Scientists have discovered the oldest known DNA and have used it to reveal what life was like 2 million years ago on the northernmost tip of Greenland. Today, it's barren, it's arctic, it's a desert. But that then, this is again 2 million years ago. This is again evidence of how the planet changes. Mm. 2 million plus years ago, it was green, trees, vegetation, lots of animals. But everything up there is
gone.
Yeah, right, it's all extinct now. The study opens up the door to a past that has been lost, if you will. More and more animal fossils are hard to come by, but The researchers are up there looking into some of the environmental DNA as opposed to human DNA. And the material is finding old organisms, that sort of thing. They can look at the carcasses of what was alive at the time. And some of the, you know, depending on what happened, some of this stuff was like literally frozen in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were events that you know, we talk about 65 million years ago, what happened to the dinosaurs. But sometimes, and then that was instantaneous. It was in literally seconds, the planet, all living life on the planet was destroyed. And so when you know about these catastrophic things and you think about them, you know, it could happen anytime. I don't want to be a downer here, Dougie Downer, but it could happen anytime, any moment, any second.
Mm-hmm.
And be the answer.
I'd like to think that with NASA and everything, that even though space is so vast, that if something were coming for us, we would see it eventually before it happened.
Yeah, well, we do now. We have the ability to see it now, but it's, you know,
back
it's
then, yeah, no, there was
amazing.
Yeah, no idea.
Nothing. Nope. So this is interesting. I find it fascinating to continue to look at what was it like here millions of years ago and what the intense climate changes are all about. See, we all are so wrapped up in climate change. Not we all. I'm not, because I think it's a bunch of hooey. Not that we aren't experiencing a change, but all the people who want you to act now or forever hold your peace because tomorrow we all will die, the Chicken Little philosophy is nonsense, at least in terms of how the greenhouse gases work and how the atmosphere works. You know, again, I think Jay just said it well. What we wouldn't have known 65 million years ago, seeing the onslaught of some large body that's going to smash into the earth, we can see that stuff now. And you can be scared, you know, like centuries out. Because there's a chance a million years from now that the planet will be hit by a huge asteroid and everybody will die.
And that's why they're looking at setting up shop on the moon and Mars.
Right, yes, exactly. Yep, or further out than that.
Being proactive about it.
Yep, exactly. All right, so anyway, it's interesting. The only reason I bring you this is because it's interesting to picture in your mind the movie Greenland with Gerard Butler. Did you see that a couple of years ago? It was about the end of the world, and they all go up and live in some bunker in Greenland for 9 months.
I haven't seen that one, but I feel like there have been so many different movies that premise.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
2012. There's a Steve Carell one with Keira Knightley, and now I can't remember the name of it.
Oh,
a Friend for the End of the World, something like that.
Really? Yeah. Okay. At any rate, the thing I'm calling your attention to is what has happened, the revelations of what life was like in Greenland a couple of million years ago. And as that reveals how that has changed, you understand how everything is changing. Back to what we were talking about earlier with regard to the volcanoes that are erupting everywhere. That's just another part of the sign as the Earth changes, things change. Now, let's get to the important consideration that we all have for junk food. The question here for us first to consider is, what was America's first junk food? Want to take a guess at that, Jay? Everybody listening now at home, think to yourself, okay, what was the first junk food in our country?
Fermented grapes.
That's junk food?
Well, I'm trying to think of what, you know. Because if you turn it into sugar.
Right after World War II, when things were changing amazingly fast, there were a lot of people looking into the junk food business. That's when McDonald's got started, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But for this question, to find the answer, you got to go back to 1896 and the introduction of Cracker Jacks. The early marketing warned you as a customer about the effects of this product. Do not taste it. If you do, you will part with your money easily. You will love the caramel-coated popcorn and peanut treat that jump-started the snack food industry. And so there you have it. The landscape will never be the same after the introduction of Cracker Jacks. Matter of fact, by 1916, Cracker Jack was the best-selling snack all around the world, not just here in America. So There you have it. Something for you to think about in repose during the day. This year's edition of Most Influential Projects comes at a time of unprecedented change. The world comes together, building a more prosperous future. Let's find out how this all the pieces fit together with our friend Andy Solomon.
Organizations are reimagining how work gets done to bring bold ideas to life. Gary Scharf, leader of the North American Client Engagement of Project Management Institute, has more.
Project Management Institute is honoring the 50 most influential projects of 2022. From a revolutionary tumor mutation database to advancements in urban development, highlighting how project managers make a lasting impact on society.
The success of these projects is the direct result of skilled project professionals combining their technical skills with the interpersonal skills like empathy, communication, and collaborative leadership, leading to project success.
The honored projects represent PMI's vision of how project work drives the ways professionals reimagine the future. And we're here to empower professionals through education to make that future a reality.
To check out the 4th Annual Top 50 list, explore a career in project management, get certified, or become a member of our global community, visit PMI.org.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
43 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A week from today, actually a week from yesterday and today, at this time, I'll be in Uri Geller's museum, just outside of Tel Aviv in Old Jaffa. For those of you who've traveled over there and you haven't seen Uri's museum, I'm betting that we can go on, Uri. We'll go on for 10, 15 minutes each day talking about what's there and other stuff, but we should be able to well fill a segment of the program. I'm not going to do the program other than you and me yakking about what's going on over there. And one of the things that I'm sure that there is tribute to in the museum, one of the things that you and I have always talked about is the importance of numbers, especially the number 11. The number 11 and what it means. Would you review for us what the number 11 means in terms of significance to you and to all of us?
Well, Dougie, the number 1111, I started seeing the number 11 in my very early 40s, and I wrote a column about it on my website, and lo and behold, I was inundated by thousands, not hundreds, thousands of messages and emails from people who say, oh my gosh, I saw that too. I see it all the time in my cars, on computers, in my kitchen, hotel rooms. So I started investigating, and I discovered that really 1111 is such a powerful cosmic number. And also, just to remind you, we honor all our dead, the soldiers that died, no matter what religion, which country, what they believe in. On the 11th, we honor the dead. This is so unbelievable that when I drew my first symbol, that is now the flag of my newly formed nation, Lamb Island, and my museum logo, that also contains the number 1111. Also, strangely enough, names like Jesus Christ is 11 letters, Obama is 11 letters, Donald Trump is 11 letters. Extraordinary. Unbelievable how many. I mean, you just go to my website and check out if your eyes are attracted to 1111. So you will be quite astounded at what I have discovered, what that number means.
One of the things that I found in number of patterns that we've talked about over the years, oftentimes, and I think I heard this from you, it's sort of a signal to take pause, to take a moment and pay attention to what it means to you, whatever the numbers. There are a lot of numerologists who'll take numbers and add them up and you get a 6 or a 7 or an 8 or whatever, and they say that that's what that means. But I remember us talking about 11-11 and also 1-11 or anything that seemed to have an 11 in it. It's like a perfect number, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll tell you, there you will find out after we speak, a lot of your listeners will say, oh, my goodness, my name is built out of 11 letters. So I call them the 11ers because, look, again, this is so unbelievable. I don't know even where to start. We don't have time for this. But when I started experiencing this rather, I would say, bizarre occurrence, I was, only 40, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were coincidences, but they were not. They turned out to be synchronicities. And this goes back to I've been asked many times about the September 11th, 2001 attacks in New York and Washington. You know, people ask me how I can claim that 11-11 is positive when there were so many deaths in those attacks. And my answer is that those attacks would have been far worse if the terrorists had used a dirty nuclear weapon in form of a suitcase bomb that could have been placed anywhere in New York or Los Angeles or London, in a very heavily populated city. So if that had happened, the consequences could have been far more devastating. So, when I see number 11-11, I pray for the sick, I pray for sick children, and world peace. The prayer takes a moment, but it's very powerful. So please, all of you, if you encounter the number 11-11 in any form, shape, or way, just for 1 second, stop and give a prayer to somebody that you love, or just a prayer to sick children around the world.
What a great bit of advice. Thank you. Uri Geller's website, URIGELLER. There you can find out how to become a citizen of Lamb Island. You're just speaking about that. Kind of a cool thing. There are all sorts of things you can find out. All the books and stuff that Uri has written over the years are on Amazon. But his website is a plethora of interesting things that are going on in his life that affect your life. So check it out, urigeller.com. All right, Uri, I'll see you soon. It's 50 minutes. Bye-bye. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheree. Good luck,
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, go up in smoke. Hi. Got it. I think there's probably nobody listening that know what this is all about. From Mary Poppins. We were talking about Mary Poppins and Julie Andrews earlier, Chucker, because she said she wouldn't be part of... was it Frozen 3? No, what was it? Princess Bride, Princess, Frozen 3.
Princess Diaries 3.
Princess. Mm-hmm. Frozen. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man for Movie Moments on Good Day. So it must be happy birthday time for somebody. Dick Van Dyke.
Yes,
Julie
97.
Andrews. 97. God, love the guy.
He's aged actually very well. I mean, yep. Photograph going to the gym.
Yep.
Some people age better than others. Some people live longer than others. 97 is pretty good.
Really? You want to write that down?
Sure. Let me hold on. Get my pen. Okay.
Ready. Okay.
Dotted my I, crossed my T.
Yeah.
By the way, ask me where I am.
Where are you, Charles?
I'm camped in front of my multiplex in a sleeping bag. I cannot wait for Avatar: Way of the Water.
Really?
Just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest with you. I can't. You know, when you see the trailers now on television, they say the movie for a generation. Or the blockbuster for a generation. Although I am curious to see it because I respect the heck out of James Cameron. To me, at the end of the day, it's just a CGI cartoon, no matter how better the story is in the last one. Yes, visually, movie looks pretty incredible, but it's one movie. Multiplexes, movie theaters need more than one big movie for the Christmas season. They need at least, I'd say, 7 to 10 really good films in the marketplace, probably not going to get it. So just the industry banks on one massive movie, and that's not a business model.
No, not at all. All right, Brendan Fraser. A lot of people are talking about him being nominated for Golden Globe.
Well, it looks good. I'm excited to see this movie, actually. As I said yesterday, it opened in, I think, 4 theaters, a couple in Los Angeles, a couple in New York. Per screen average, packed the place, but is it going to pull in a mainstream audience for a character-driven, not really an upbeat movie? We'll see.
No.
I hope so.
Yeah. Not the kind of movie I want to go see. I did notice, though, with all the nominations, Tom Cruise, Will Smith, Jennifer Lawrence, I didn't get any nominations at all, and they're in the most popular movies. So of what value are the Golden Globes or any of these, as we say?
Well, that's a long story. I think after the Golden Globes were not televised last year because the industry and the network snubbed that voting academy for what they deemed as racial insensitivity,
lack of
voting. I think the Golden Globes, I'm just a messenger here saying this, they're tarnished. I mean, the industry sort of, after the nominations yesterday, a lot of people in the industry, no response whatsoever. Although I'm certain if whoever was nominated was very happy.
It's exposure.
A career, but,
I mean, look at Tom Cruise again, Will Smith, General Lines, the movie Ticket to Paradise, which is a wonderful movie, been doing well at the box office, ignored. Tom Hanks, ignored. Women directors, ignored. Yellowstone, ignored. What value does this have, frankly?
What about the greatest show on television, Walking Dead? They acknowledge that one?
I think I must have missed that one.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is about to make her directorial debut.
She must have some power to do that, huh?
Yeah, she wrote a script for the movie.
Like, I want to direct a movie. Can I do it?
No. But you can go to Searchlight Pictures, the division of Fox.
Yeah.
She's a great storyteller in her music, so the
So how does she direct? Okay, she walks on the set, she's never directed before. What does she do?
She's been in movies, videos, but let's be honest, her feature film could be the biggest pile of crap and people will still go to see it.
Of course
not.
You know, I was saying this something yesterday, I was watching a football game on my big TV and her commercial came on for Capital One, and I said, you know, when I look at her, I said, that's really not a person, that's a franchise.
Yeah.
She would embellish the persona of being trapped by fame to some extent, no?
Well,
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Very valid.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, good
what
job.
Else,
thank you.
You.
We haven't got anything else because we're out of time, but thanks for your thoughts. 59 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner at the helm.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.